So I had something planned for us to talk about on this break, and then you and I had the best discussion off air. I'm like, we're taking that discussion on air.
Let's do it.
It lends itself to our question this morning, which, by the way, go to the KJJY Facebook page. Would you rather have a personal chef, maid, nanny, or personal shopper? We've got like 120 responses. Maid, by far the most popular answer. You would also take a maid.
Yes.
And why we started talking about that is because laundry
is a big part of that.
Is a big part of that, and it's also a sore subject in your house like it is mine. Why your significant other and my wife will not let me touch the laundry.
Guys cannot do laundry.
Apparently we can't.
Okay, let me rephrase that. You can, but the way you do laundry is not...
It's not right.
It's not right.
Or I should say, doesn't meet your expectations.
Thank you. I mean, it goes from, you know, throwing your clothes around the house when you can't just get it into the hamper, and then taking the hamper and literally all you ever do, at least my other half, is just dumps it into the washer, doesn't look at how much soap, what the water temperature is, everything is together, and there it goes in the wash, doesn't even look. And then so usually... because he never cleans out his pockets, there's pens, so then there's pen marks over everything, and then there's change, and there's paper, and all of a sudden, because he can't even just clean out his pockets, and then everything in that pile, and that gunk, and that mess just goes into the dryer at full heat the whole time, doesn't hang anything up, some nice dresses, some delicate things, nope, it all just goes together and comes out in a big ball, and it sits in a clothes basket, and that's where it remains. And I'm like, please do not ever do my laundry. Ever again.
I feel like I need to defend him because that's what I did, why I'm not allowed to touch laundry anymore. I messed a lot of important things up, but I also am that guilty person that has things in the pocket that I should empty out before I put in the hamper. But what was also funny is you were talking about, it's not even so much the laundry process, it's about once it's washed and done. So when you do it right and well, like Tracy
does. I try.
I believe you do. But then you'll stack it up very nice. And all he has to do at that point, like
me, is
put it away.
Just put it away.
And we still can't do that.
Why do you love to live out of a laundry basket? Why? Why can't you just put it away? I do everything for you. I just want you to put it away.
I wish there was a better answer. I think I speak on behalf of most men, is that we're lazy. I'm being honest. I wish I could come up with a better excuse, except I think at that point, and here's another thing. It looks so pretty the way it is, all folded nice.
In a basket?
It's folded nice. We're good.
Oh.
We're good. And here's another thing. I'll say this, and,
yeah.
I'll end it here. A lot of us have done it the wrong way, purposely.
Oh.
You know why? Because if we do it wrong...
You don't have to do it again.
Correct.
Ugh.
We mastered that skill coming out of college, Jackie.